Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show on the Total Media Network and also Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, that's syndicated all over the country as well, especially Lipson, and you have to check him out. And I'm excited to welcome the program my co-host for this special simulcast, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? And education topic, which is really something that quite interests me because of my background in education, Wynn.
Right. Well, thank you for having us on your simulcast today. And for my listeners, it's a pleasure to have you listening today. It's my sincerest desire for you to get something from this show that will make your life richer, fuller, and in this time of coronavirus pandemic, safer. I am Reverend Wynn Henderson, and as an ordained Christian minister and a retired medical doctor, I have a dual perspective to bring you content to solve problems in your life. Freedom from Addiction, Share Your Mission is the longest running single hosted and produced spiritually based radio internet talk show in the country. We've been continuously running for the last 20 years. And I introduce you to celebrities and non-celebrities alike who have something to say about the disease of addiction in its 30 plus different forms and about the importance of finding your mission or purpose in life and then acting on it. Today, we're going to talk to three people associated with Alice Lloyd College in Kentucky. And they have a unique program. Probably you won't find more than five colleges in the country that have a program somewhat similar to theirs, and we're going to get into that. The first person is Joe Allen Stepp. He's the president of the college. Then Allison Southard. She's the director of development at the college. And Dalton McCowan, who is a student at the college. It's great to have you all on the program today.
Good to be here, Wynn.
I think I'll start by asking you, Joe, to give us a brief history of the college, how it got started, and just some of the background.
I'll give you a very brief because I don't want to take the entire show. But the college was actually co-founded by two women, Alice Lloyd and Dr. June Buchanan. Alice Lloyd was from the Boston area, and June Buchanan was from upstate New York in Moravia. They were highly educated, and what brought, Alice Lloyd, she went to some of the finest finishing schools in Boston, and she was a student at Radcliffe at one time at the turn of the last century. And June Buchanan, she was doing graduate work at Wellesley College, actually did her master's and finished it at Wellesley. But what brought them here is Alice Lloyd had lots of health issues, not much money to speak of. As far as health, she had spinal meningitis as a baby. She had polio. She suffered a debilitating stroke. She was partially paralyzed on one side. And she was about 5 foot tall, weighed 92 pounds. She had a Presbyterian background, went to her Presbyterian minister. She was a newlywed as a 38-year-old, and she'd been given 6 to 18 months to live by four different doctors in Boston. And she went to the Presbyterian minister and basically told her fate and asked what to do. That Presbyterian minister told her that he had an abandoned Presbyterian ministry in eastern Kentucky, and that she and her husband and her mother could have it. Well, she asked one question before. She said, "Why is it abandoned?" And he said, "We have given up on trying to convert those Baptists." And so they made a 3-week horse and buggy ride here and made it about 6 miles from where the campus currently sits. And with June Buchanan, But the first thing they did before June came into the picture, when they moved over to where the campus is now, they built her a little log cabin that still sits on the campus. And in 1917, the locals did. They asked her to bring education. At that time, there was not very few grade schools, and there was not a single high school in Knott County or surrounding counties. And so she had a pretty daunting task in front of her, and she had no money, as you recall. So she and her mom sat down, came up with a list of 40 people, and they sent the first group of appeal letters in 1917, and the letter started like this. The leaders are here. They just need an opportunity. That opportunity must come through education, and not just any type of an education, but a character-based education. And so that's how they started in 1917. Jim Buchanan got a copy of that letter a couple years later. And so in 1919, Jim Buchanan came and joined her. We became incorporated in 1923. First graduating class as a two-year school in 1925 with two students. And just a remarkable, remarkable story.
So there's a street on campus called Purpose Road. And my program started 20 years ago. And it was Share Your Mission, Share Your Purpose. And I started interviewing people who had a defined purpose or mission in life, just like the college does. And I thought it would be really great show to show how purpose or mission can change things for the better in the world if a person will try to find their purpose and then follow it. So I got some information, and I'm going to read just a short business part. From the early days of Caney School, now Alice Lloyd College, the Purpose Road philosophy was taught by Alice Lloyd and June Buchanan. The founder's burning desire was that each student could catch a vision of his or her purpose, which would eventually manifest itself into world service. Today, the ideals of the Purpose Road philosophy permeate the educational process at Alice Lloyd. All students work either on campus or in community outreach positions off campus. Good character is emphasized and supported. Even our main street is named Purpose Road, as I said, and the side streets, which includes names such as Conscience, Duty, Courage, Consecration, serve to remind us of the importance of ethical living. A life of service to God and humanity is the desired result of one's walk on Purpose Road. Now, whoever wants to jump in on this, tell us about how Alice Lloyd College is different with respect to tuition from most every college in the United States.
So Alice Lloyd College is a lot different than most institutions. We're one of 9 work colleges in the country, which means that all of our students work as a condition of enrollment. That goes to partially offset the cost of their tuition, but we take that a step further. And we guarantee the full cost of tuition to our students, which means that they pay, if they're from our 108 county service area here in Central Appalachia, they pay absolutely nothing out of pocket for the cost of their education. Their tuition is zeroed out. And we do that without going into debt and without accepting any direct government funding. So we are heavily reliant on the same free enterprise system that our nation was founded on, and we rely on private donors and foundations across the country for their support of our students.
So you said 108 counties?
Yes, we are the only college in the nation to recruit exclusively from Central Appalachia. We have a 108-county service area that extends into parts of 5 states. You've got Kentucky, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Southeastern Ohio.
Okay. So what is the criteria for someone who wants to come to the college in order to get admitted?
The criteria would be, you know, you have to have a minimum GPA. We look for a minimum score on the ACT. And you can apply even if you're out of territory, but we don't necessarily guarantee the tuition. About 96 to 97% of our student body is within the 108-county service area that Allison spoke of, meaning they do not pay $1 out of pocket for the tuition.
And so if you're outside of the geographical area that you assume there's responsibility for the tuition, you can still apply to the college. And from time to time, there's an occasional person for various reasons that might be able to do the work study program.
We do. I mentioned 96, 97. We might have 95% from the 108, but we like having a few international students. We also have a young lady from Texas, for example, Illinois, you know, different places. So, yes, you can. We have two young ladies from Michigan
that are here. Would it help if there's a very great financial need in these students to get accepted?
Absolutely. You know, one thing that I would point out, Wynn, is that money is not a condition of enrollment. Many years ago, Mrs. Lloyd made a promise that she would never turn away a qualified student who was willing to work because of a lack of financial resources. And for almost 100 years, we've been able to keep that promise.
Well, that's really great.
So let me jump real quick to the process of, by making it tuition free, you really want to teach them work ethic and service. Am I correct about that?
Well, yes, but we don't call it tuition free. We call it tuition guarantee. Okay. The word free has the, I think, implies welfare. And we want to stay away from that. So one thing I did when I took the job as president is I wanted to change the word. We used to list it as free. But as Allison mentioned, you know, we're the type of school we are, how we were founded, the Purpose Road. When you covered the Purpose Road philosophy pretty well. But we're a tuition guarantee school. And that Purpose Road philosophy that you mentioned was 1925 and 26. And we were founded on very, it's important to note, Ms. June was a Methodist. Ms. Lloyd upbringing was Presbyterian. They came into this region and she remembered what that Presbyterian minister told her. A lot of people never did know what denomination they even were. They just came to serve, and we were founded on Judeo-Christian principles and that Purpose Road philosophy, the signs that have already been talked about. And when you look at it, the end result of literally and figuratively, we've got a student here you need to speak with, a fine young man. But the end result, when he finishes his education, he should be prepared for a lifetime of service. Well, service to who? Service to God first, and then your fellow man. And service is really big along with purpose. If you look at Mark chapter 10, verse 45, for even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. 2 Corinthians 4, 5, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. So quite a, and we're trying, in this day and age, you see colleges going away from that. All of your Ivy League schools were started just like we were, but they've gotten away from it. And we're trying to stay true to our mission. And I've made the statement many times, for this school to continue to be successful, number one, it has to stay out of debt. Because of how we operate, we guarantee the tuition. Number two, we have to control our spending. Number three, we have to grow our endowment. But number four, and maybe just as big as the other three, we must stay true to to our mission that was started more than 100 years ago.
I see. And last, another question to kind of bring up is, how do you make sure, once, if you said it's guaranteed, not free, but guaranteed, that they are meeting the requirements to be part of the college? How do you guys kind of look at that checklist to specifically say, what requirements do they have to be able to be students at the school if they want the guaranteed education?
They've got to do the work academically. They have to work. Work is not an option. And they work roughly 2 hours per day. Some work up to 4 hours a day to help defray some of the cost. Okay. Dalton, you might want to chime in on that as a student.
Yeah, definitely the service part is a big thing with Alice Lloyd. Like, I'm a teaching assistant for 2 hours a day. And that was actually even my first job, my first work experience that I've ever had was given to me by the college. But definitely service plays a big role here.
Dalton, you are a senior now at Alice Lloyd, and your desire is to go to medical school and become a physician. How did you get from high school or even earlier and find out about Alice Lloyd and decide that's what you wanted to do?
Well, my transition from high school to college was actually not a very big one, because I went to June Buchanan High School, which is the high school that's on the campus of Alice Lloyd itself. And so I'd known the college and had taken even a few college classes in high school. So I was very, very familiar with the college and how it was set up. But that being said, I applied for a lot of scholarships and I got a lot of good offers from a lot of different universities and colleges. I had several full ride opportunities for just about any public university in Kentucky. But when I would go to tour these places, I noticed that the emphasis wasn't necessarily on me. I looked at the mission of Alice Lloyd. I liked how they knew my name and I was not a number here. They knew my name. They asked genuinely what I wanted to do, and they already had a plan for me to accomplish whatever it was that I wanted to do. And that was very important for me in deciding what college. So I received the presidential scholarship here, and I decided that even when confronted with all these other full ride scholarships and offers from the other colleges and universities, I turned them down because they weren't Alice Lloyd and they most certainly weren't home.
Dalton, Alice Lloyd has a impressive record of sending its graduates to professional schools. And I assume that next year you'll be going to one of the medical schools in the country. What are your plans? Are you going to come back to the Appalachia, or are you going to Los Angeles to practice medicine?
I will definitely be coming back to my area. My late grandfather, he had a great phrase that I think about a lot when I consider where I want to work in the future. He said, "You dance with who brought you." And I think about that a lot. So after I go off to medical school, I'm definitely going to come back and help the people who have helped to raise me.
And I think that is a sentiment that most of the graduates of Alice Lloyd have. You get a lot of people coming back into that Appalachian region doing various jobs that they learned after they graduated from Alice Lloyd. And it's pretty impressive to see how purpose from the school has filtered out to purpose in these people's lives, and it's brought back to where they came from.
Right. In fact, one of the statistics that was very important to me when deciding that I was going to come to Alice Lloyd is that around about 83% of the graduates returned to the region. And I thought that that's something that speaks very highly of the college, is that statistic.
That's tremendous. And ultimately, the people that apply, what socioeconomic backgrounds do you see from the students? Is it pretty diverse?
So our student population can be broken down pretty much into thirds. 2/3 of our population, student population, is need-based, which means they qualify for federal Pell Grants. They are need-based students. 1/3 of our students does not generally qualify. But of that 2/3 that is need-based, every year nearly 1/3 of our student body comes from a home that earns less than $3,000 in income per year. So these are students who would not have the opportunity to enroll in college and to get that education were it not for Alice Lloyd and Jim Buchanan and the vision that they saw when they came here.
Well, that's certainly a great opportunity for people who don't have a lot of money but have the desire and the work ethic. And of course, that's something that our country was founded on. Unfortunately, it seems like more and more as years go by, more and more people are not wanting to work. They want a handout from the government. And so you are trying to get the people who still have the work ethic into your college so that they can continue to show the rest of the population what can be done according to how the country was founded.
One of the things that I like to tell folks when is that Alice Lloyd is not a handout, it's a hand up. And these students, you know, while they are receiving the tuition guarantee, they have a lot invested themselves through their work here on campus. We only have 2 full-time staff that manage the day-to-day operations of the campus. Everything under that is student-led. They serve as janitors, they keep the grounds, they serve as our office assistants, teachers' assistants. And I can tell you, if they don't have the work ethic when they come, they have it when they leave.
Well, that's a very, very good educational process that you can combine the book learning with the underlying work ethic in an individual. They'll have a much better life than they would without it. And the people that have been on my show for the last 20 years, they affirm that. They have work ethic and a purpose and a mission, and that's their priority, and they're grateful that they have that. And their lives are so much different from the general society where people just want to make a big income and don't care about how they get it, which we see a lot of, unfortunately.
I think that let's talk academic rigor. Compare your college versus other colleges in the country.
Okay, Dalton, you might be able to speak on preparedness and how prepared you're going to be, but let me add something first. A challenge that we've got, as Allison has mentioned, and Dalton, roughly 83% return to the region. We're in the heart of rural Appalachia. We're in the heart of what the Appalachia Regional Commission says is poverty.
Wow.
And so we know that our students, when they come, for them to come back, we need to graduate them with very little or no debt, or they can't afford to come back. The earning power is not the same in rural Appalachia, in most jobs, as it is in Louisville or Lexington, Kentucky, or some of your cities in North Carolina. So that is a challenge to help graduate them with no debt. And I might add one more thing before you get into the rigors with Dalton and also Allison, because Allison went through the college and she's local and she has her MBA and working on her PhD right now. But when you look at us, we are the only college in the United States that offers a program. We'll have 53 students this year in the program. We call it the Caney Cottage program. And we support our students when they leave. When Dalton graduates from Alice Lloyd, he's not just a graduate. He will apply. I'm sure he will receive the Caney Cottage Scholarship. If he goes to the University of Kentucky, I've got a dormitory on their campus where he will live. He'll pay no rent. He'll pay no utilities. He can cook there. He can walk to class, and he'll get a cash stipend. So it's critical that we do not have debt, and our students, they're flat ready. A couple of years ago at the University of Kentucky, in three different classes, actually two different pharmacy classes, we had the president and the of the class in two of the classes, and we had the vice president, I think, in either one or two of the classes. So they're flat ready. Dalton's going to be a leader wherever he goes. You can guarantee that.
Okay. With respect to what the question that Neil asked, your students favorably are able to get into graduate programs and other colleges and everything. And that's a fairly consistent thing, which indicates that they're getting an excellent education.
And another good statistic that we have is 95% of the grads are enrolled in a graduate school. And I can go back a little bit and speak about the rigors, specifically academically. But I'm a biology major, majoring in the pre-medicine emphasis. And also, I'm pursuing a bachelor's of English, so I'm a double major. And as far as I can say this about the comparison of the way Alice Lloyd teaches things and the way that these other universities do. But I noticed when I was studying for my MCAT that I was having a significantly less difficult time than some of my friends who went to these other universities. And I'll admit that whenever I first came to Alice Lloyd, it was a little bit difficult to adapt to how complex and how well prepared these professors are to teach you the information. We even have one professor here who has two PhDs in the sciences department. But definitely, these are professors who care about whether or not you learn the material. And I think that makes a huge difference. And I have professors who are willing to do anything and go to any length to help me out. But definitely a very rigorous curriculum. I've had no problem adapting to the material that's been tested over. And I think that because these professors are willing to know my name and are willing to take the time to teach me whatever it is that is need to be taught, that is definitely going to weigh more than other universities as far as academic rigors go.
All right. When we are running out of time, so go ahead and ask our guests one more question.
Well, here's the question. How do they get in contact with you, and how can they help you with respect to donations if they care to donate to a very worthy cause?
There's a couple ways that they can help. Obviously, our greatest need is to provide this tuition guarantee scholarship to our students. That is always our greatest need each and every year. And we would appreciate any support that any individual wanted to send our way. You can do that by going online to our website at www.alc.edu and clicking the Give to ALC button. You can also mail a check or cash or whatever to 100 Alice Lloyd College, 100 Purpose Road, Pippa Passes, Kentucky, 41844. And, if anyone has any questions or, wants to learn more about the college, please get in touch with us. Go to our websites, give us a call. And we would be happy to tell you more.
Allison, spell Pippa Passes, please.
It's Pippa, P-I-P-P-A, Passes, P-A-S-S-E-S. And it is from the Robert Browning poem, Pippa's Song. So look that up if you have a chance.
Okay. Well, y'all are doing a so worthwhile thing with your college, and I just hope that more and more people hear about it and that you continue for many, 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 many years.
Well, we appreciate you and your willingness to have us on your show. And Neil, we appreciate you as well doing the simulcast. You know, many years ago, Miss June said that her and Mrs. Lloyd knew that God would continue to send friends to keep their miracle alive. Mm-hmm. And we've been able to keep this miracle alive for nearly 100 years now.
That's a tremendous story, Wynn, and great for bringing that out that we don't get to see all the time. And hopefully even more coverage comes to this great college for sure. So Wynn, go ahead and close us out, please.
Well, my mission or purpose in life is to spread the message that there is a cure for all addictive behaviors. And I'm presently working with over 30 different behaviors. And this is outlined in my book, Freedom from Addiction 3, and it's available on Amazon or wherever books are sold. And if you meet three simple criteria, everyone gets well from their addictive behavior. So I want you to write down the link to my podcast, which is free, and it's been going for 20 years, and you can hear over 200 programs on every different topic that you would like to. It's www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. You spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N. All lowercase and no spaces between the words. And if you want to get more information about, specifically about addictive problems, go over to my website, www.revwinn, that's W-I-N-N, HendersonMD.com. And so.
Fabulous. All right. Well, thanks again for guys for coming on and enjoying this great simulcast. So take care, guys.
Thank you very much. And God bless both of you.
All right, guys. That was the Freedom from Addiction / Neil Haley Show.